At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Is breakfast the most important meal of the day? Back when humans were hunter-gatherers, they probably didn't tuck into bacon and eggs. There's the idea also we should eat in small amounts regularly. There's also intermittent fasting. Sarah Keogh is a dietitian and founder of Eat Well. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
So, are you a fan of the breakfast?
Definitely. Definitely. The research is very clear on it. And I know, as you were saying, there's things like intermittent fasting is very popular. And, you know, I do meet lots of people who want to skip breakfast because they want to, you know, reduce the calories and maybe look at weight loss. But when we look at the research on breakfast, if you eat breakfast, you have better concentration and better focus during the morning, and you're more likely to remember more. So particularly for, you know, teenagers going to school, you know, adults, if you're going to college, things like that, if you want to remember more of what you're hearing at class in lectures, you do need to actually eat something in the morning, and skipping breakfast makes it harder for you to learn new things. And what we also know is people who skip breakfast tend to have lower levels of things like B vitamins. They're more likely to miss out on iron, and they really miss fiber with that. Now, you can, if you're really careful, pick those things up in the rest of the day. But from the research, people who skip breakfast tend to have less healthy diets overall.
And is when we say breakfast, because, you know, there's a certain subset of people who kind of say, well, when I wake up in the morning, I feel a bit, I feel a bit pukey if I eat something and I have to leave a gap. So, you know, is it okay to wait until 11:30 or something before you
eat? But you know what? Most of the time, to be honest, if you wait even half an hour or an hour, I mean, one of the things that does happen overnight is you will get hungry in the middle of the night. But because you don't get up to eat, the hungry feeling kind of goes away. I don't know if you've ever had that during the day where you're really, really hungry, but for some reason you can't eat. And, you know, after an hour or so, it kind of fades. So that's why we talk about it as breaking your fast in the morning, because you're kind of waking your appetite back up again. So it's quite normal not to be very hungry in the morning, but you're just talking about eating a little bit of something just to kind of get yourself going again. So, you know, obviously, if you're someone who feels really sick, absolutely wait half an hour, wait an hour. But what I find working with people over the years is if you kind of get yourself to eat even something very small, after about 3 weeks, your body kind of gets used to the idea of having that bit of food in the morning.
Yeah. Is there, I mean, I know this may be a how long is a piece of string question, but is there an optimum amount you should eat for breakfast?
No, and without trying to be sort of flippant with it, is kind of eat what's comfortable. You know, this, you know, I hear this thing, oh, you know, you should breakfast like a king and, you know, and so on. But if you're not able to eat a giant, you know, six eggs in the morning, there's no point forcing yourself with it. So your own appetite is always going to be the guide with it. And, you know, something small in the morning to get started is absolutely fine. If you're hungry and you have a bigger appetite, go for it. That's fine. There's no rule about how much to eat or not eat in the morning.
At the same time that your intermittent fasters will go, oh my God, I don't eat until 3 PM or something, and I feel fabulous.
Oh, and they do. And, you know, and if people are into it, it's fine. And intermittent fasting is kind of like, it's a big thing at the moment. But in terms of science and the really good research that we have on it, there's no particular benefit over fasting and not fasting. I mean, what we tend to see in the intermittent fasters is overall, they typically reduce calories, maybe about 20 to 30%. And it's one way if someone wants to lose weight, but there are no other benefits. Like, it's, you know, I see claims online about how it lowers your blood pressure, it lowers your cholesterol, or it does things for your blood glucose. When we look at the science on that, that it doesn't, it's not held up. And I was at an excellent conference there just March last year as it is now, on sort of, you know, what we call chrononutrition, timing of nutrition. And it was really interesting, this really big international conference, and you had people over from Harvard and everything. And study after study was, yeah, we did intermittent fasting and basically nothing happened. So, you know, if as a weight loss tool, it's helpful, it does help to reduce calories for people and it suits people. And, you know, it's not like there's a lot of fad diets you can do that will actually be harmful. This isn't one of them. So, you know, it's not one I'd ever stop anyone from doing, but there's no extra special benefit to it if you are someone who actually just likes to eat your breakfast.
The phrase that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, is that true? Or, like, I would have thought every meal is important.
I'd be with you. I think what we need is to have our nutrition coming in through the day. I don't think there's any one meal to point at and go, this is it. I wonder, is it just a marketing term, you know? I think it is important to have breakfast. I think it's a good opportunity to start getting, you know, fiber is a nutrient huge amounts of us are still missing out on. And, you know, if you do miss an entire meal, it's, you know, it's hard to actually get all the fiber that you need. So particularly if you miss breakfast, it does tend to take a dip. So I would always look at sort of bringing in that as being important for it. But, you know, it's no more or less important than lunch or dinner, to be honest, in terms of research that we look at. Yeah. There is this idea that you store more fat if you eat your dinner or you have your more food in the evening. But again, that does not come out in the research.
Is chocolate okay for breakfast? Say it is.
I think chocolate's okay at any time of the day, personally. but it's, you know, it's one of those things. It's, if there's a little bit in something, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Yeah. But, you know, there are lots of cereals, as you know, that are seem to be just chocolate.
Well, I think if you're looking at, you know, something that's marketed as a breakfast cereal and it is, you know, mostly sugar and there's chocolate all over it and all the rest, I think we need to just have the brains to say to ourselves, that's dessert. And, you know, if you're looking for breakfast cereal, would you look for something that's high fiber? So, you know, ones that have a bit of bran in it or your porridge or things like that. It's, you know, I think sometimes we're nearly trying to trick ourselves and we know well what we're doing isn't going to be the best thing for us. But look, it's not the end of the world if the odd time. I would kind of go, you know, your sugary, chocolatey desserts or breakfast are dessert. Go for your high fiber ones in the morning.
Yeah. And because you said fiber a lot, would it be the case that we tend to eat, if we eat fibre at all, we're eating it for breakfast, but not so much during the day?
That's, I mean, it's a big thing. I mean, we need to be getting at least 25 grams of fibre a day in. The average intake in Ireland is 18 grams, but that's, you know, you have the people who are eating a lot of fibre in that average. So a lot of us are really, about 80% of us aren't hitting targets. And the problem is that most people only think about fibre at breakfast time. So it's often where you might get most of your fibre. So if suddenly breakfast is gone, generally most of that fibre is gone with it. So, and it is such a key nutrient for gut health, you know, for, you know, feeding your gut bacteria, all of those different things. Like, it's a very important nutrient. It's not an exciting nutrient, but it is a really, really important one. And that's why I tend to kind of say to people, look, would you have the breakfast? Would you get the fibre in there?
Yeah. Because intermittent fasting, as you said, might be useful for weight loss. If somebody, because it can often be the case that somebody goes, right, you know, and especially this time of the year, they're thinking about weight loss and they think, I'll just skip breakfast altogether. If you are doing it through the method of reducing what you eat, should that be through the course of the day or can you actually skip a meal?
It works for both. But what we actually see is the benefit from intermittent fasting if they lose weight. It's not the breakfast that they skip. It's the sitting on the couch eating crisps after dinner that they skip. And that's actually the big, big difference in the weight loss. It's actually not the breakfast that's making the difference. It's the snacking in the evening. And it's back to that old idea where you sometimes hear people saying, oh, look, you just stop eating after 7 o'clock. That kind of is what you're talking about. That idea of sort of eating on the couch after dinner is a very new habit, you know, in the last sort of 10 to 15 years. It's really new. And, you know, I would say to a lot of people, that is one habit I would really try and move away from if you are struggling with your weight.
Do many people have a breakfast dessert?
Do you mean have a breakfast
then have the bread and then they have a dessert afterwards? Yeah.
I've not encountered a whole lot of people doing that. It sounds like a great idea, though.
I only encountered it recently, but there are some people who do have breakfast dessert. It's a, you know, it's an odd one.
Okay, it's a new one on me. I'll have to have a look.
We won't be judgy about it. Sarah, thanks a million as ever. That was Sarah Keogh there, the dietitian and founder of Eat Well.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.